Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff in Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Horst. I'm your host, as every week on ET First Contact Radio on BBS Radio. Disclosure, First Contact, and the changes that are taking place on Gaia to prepare us for the great shift leading up to ascension of humankind. All related subjects like the Galactic Federation of Light will be dealt with in depth here in this show. And my guest is Kelly Hampton, and I'm just shortly going to get you, Kelly, but I just want to tell the listeners that I'm in dire need of your financial support. If you go to bbsradio.com, you can support a BBS host by PayPal. It's on the top right of the page, bbsradio.com. Support a BBS host and help me there by supporting my show. If you click on the little triangle there, you can find my show called ET First Contact Radio and help me with a little donation. Thank you very much. So, Kelly, my guest. My sweet Kelly, you have been several times on my shows, and here you are again. You are a wonderful speaker, and you have great information as always. I want to give you a heartfelt welcome.
Well, thank you so very much. I'm so happy to be here again.
Yes, it's a great pleasure to have you again. It's almost a year ago, and so now you're here, and I'm very happy and pleased to have you on the show. So you told me in a private message that you have seen a sighting or something. You have seen a huge ship. What happened?
Well, it was very exciting for me. Over here in the United States, for listeners, I live in the Midwest. I live in the state of Missouri. Mm-hmm. And about 2 weeks ago, on a holiday, it was a holiday over here, Memorial Weekend, in fact. Mm-hmm. We were outside. There were several of us enjoying like a bonfire at night. About three of us gathered around a fire, about early evening, I'd say, you know. And, you know, I'd like to think in hindsight, Martin, that they were coming to get me. I was hoping they were.
Amazing.
But, what I saw was, and we all saw, but it was in, the ships were in my line of vision, and I made a report to the, I think it's called, gosh, you probably know this, the acronym for Unidentified Flying Objects. There's an organization here in the U.S. But anyway, to describe what happened was, we were looking up in the sky. I was looking at the fire and, like, noticed some lights in the sky, looking up, wondering what they were. And they were kind of yellow-golden. They were all yellow-golden. The light show, as I say or call it, describe it to people, went on for about 30 minutes. What happened when the lights appeared, they kind of appeared one at a time or two or three at a time, seemingly out of nowhere. Some of the other folks at first thought they were fireworks, you might say, but they all flew. They all flew in the same arc, and then they disappeared. It was quite an amazing thing. When we all looked at them a bit more closely, they were the crafts themselves, because I was asked to describe a bit more about what I thought those crafts might have looked like. They, from a distance, you know, they looked kind of round, I guess, but sort of like more like the bottom part was curved in, so kind of like sort of like a boomerang or a triangle, kind of with the back end bent in a little. And so one would pop up. They were all the same color, all yellow golden. They all flew in the same arc. You know, it wasn't up, it wasn't down. It was the same arc, like I say, because we were all watching this kind of show go on over the tops of the tree, I'd say, kind of high up in the sky, but not terribly high. And then they would disappear. And wow. Then you think it was gone, and then a couple more. We're like, oh, there's some more, and everybody's pointing, you know. And we'd watch, and, you know, everyone was, you know, making their own guesses about it, what it was. And I feel as though I witnessed my first sighting of light ships.
That's so cool. Yeah, you know, I was planning this weekend to do a CE5 initiative meditation in the neighborhood of, you know, it's in a forest, to do a telepathic invitation to the galactics. But unfortunately, I have to wait a bit more for my driver's license to have it back. So logistically speaking, we transferred it to July the 13th. If people are listening from Holland, they can join us to July 13th to go to the Veluwe. It's a beautiful national park in the Netherlands, where we'll have our meeting and meditation to invite the galactic. So we are planning to do something like this. But for you, it happened just like a surprise.
Well, very much so. And we were out sort of in a rural area. You know, when I gave a little bit more of, you know, a report to the foundation, I guess, you know, they asked me, you know, where, what direction were the crafts flying, and, you know, was there an airport nearby? Could it have been some planes? And, like, no, there's no airport nearby. So, interestingly enough, you know, I made a Facebook post after that. I was really excited. And like I said, Martin, you know, for those of you that may not have heard my story before or whatever, what I know now and what I can say about myself that I probably didn't know quite fully, even certainly as a young girl when the Palladians came to check on me, but I'm a second wave Palladian, and I thought for sure, no, I was the first one, you know, I thought I had bragger's rights, Martin. I thought they were, like I said, coming to get me, and I was hoping they were.
Hey, Gally, you have telepathic contact with Archangel Michael. When those ships flew over, did you have any telepathic contact with the beings inside?
No, that's interesting. I you know what I thought we might do on our show today? I didn't, because we were all in awe. I mean, it was just a moment of wonder. I mean, it was 25 to 30 minutes of wonder, you know?
Wow. Oh.
It went on that long. It wasn't one ship. Just, you know, after several would fly across, then maybe nothing for a couple of minutes, and then somebody'd point and say, oh, look, there's some more. So we were all in awe, and as I work as a channel and I connect with Christ Consciousness or Ashtar or the Council of 9 or 12, and also, Martin, I don't have, sometimes, I don't know, I think I'm channeling other beings of light that I don't know by name. I don't know how you go about and do some of your work, but I think that's probably what did indeed kind of happen, and has happened before, especially when I'm certifying practitioners. But normally I call on them, you know, not always. So no, I didn't have a download of information in the moment. We were just caught up in awe. So I certainly can try to invoke everybody that we need to, if you want to do that now, or just move on to something else. But in my mind and heart and soul, that's what I say they were.
No, okay. So let's invoke the any beings of light that you can contact. That will be great and awesome, because I know you can do a great job and get the most beautiful energies coming through. So yes, sure. If you can tune into Ashtar, for example, that would be great.
Well, I'll do my best. Let me just close my eyes. I invoke energies. Everybody doesn't work the same. Ashtar, the last time I certified from Star Healing Intergalactic Practitioners, in our closing ceremony, which is always beautiful, Michael does a special blessing, and it's always a very sacred, humbling, and moving experience, I think, for all the practitioners. Normally, then Mary comes in, Christ might come in, you know, the representative of cosmic Christ energy. Ashtar came in the last time, and he dropped a ship down in the middle. We make a circle normally, so he dropped a ship down in the middle of us. I mean, in an energetic, telepathic way. It just was like, kind of like that. And those of us of greater hearing and greater knowing, I think, got probably more out of it though than those that didn't. But then there was a message. So that's always the way it is when I certify practitioners in that system. And maybe we'll spend some time talking about it. So let's see if he'll come through, and maybe if you want to examine it, he could spread some light on. I did. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I did ask Michael or Ashtar what those ships were. Because somebody asked me, and I've forgotten about that till now. But I heard the word surveillance ships.
Wow.
So I can expand upon that. I mean, many of your listeners and you yourself probably know, probably even way, way more than I do. You know, there's so much to learn and know, and I know there's so many light masters out there awakening starseeds, doing the work, channeling a great many light beings and light sources, and so I only live in like a little microcosm, I think, of.
Oh, yeah, me too. But, you know, there's something going on. I have the feeling that the veil is going to burst, because we are now one day from the solstice of the summer. And I have the feeling that after the solstice, the next 6 months of this year will be quite intense for the whole planet.
Well, I'll invoke him. I barely read and glance different teachers online on Facebook when I can have time. And I, you know, the disclosure time is coming. Michael writes about, you know, these things himself in his book about 2012 and beyond. So maybe that's something else we could dig or dive into. But let me see if I can, what I can do about bringing some source in and see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
So I would like to call on Ashtar, the Galactic Commander, to see if you could share something of interest. Well, it would all be of interest, but could you come through me at this time to enlighten us in some way? Okay, this is what I'm hearing. He usually comes through in a little bit more disjointed kind of channeling. Okay, the Michael is a little more fluid, just so you know, everybody might be listening. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ashtar. How can you guide us today? Light beings have always been on your planet. Light beings have always been sources of, in some cases, joy, awe, inspiration, wonder, disbelief, and in some cases, of course, horror. We would very much like to say to you, we did intend to pick you up on that journey, on that visitation, that surveillance mission. And we extended ourselves to you telepathically, but at the moment that we saw that you were connected with the other individuals there, we thought perhaps it would be best to sort of just keep going on by, if you will. It's not to imply that we came only and totally and fully for that purpose. That would be a falsehood that I wouldn't want to produce throughout the airwaves. But as we know and we say and we do and we see, those of a like mind all have what we call like a beacon of light. The beacon of light is normally blue. It's usually a bluish beacon. It is either emitted or was put into the your DNA structure as a young, very young star seed in development. Normally, the beacon comes from the heart area. Not always, though. Most of the time, the beacon could have been inserted in someone's back, for example, in their third eye, for example. So this is a way that, in a very loving and gracious way, we feel as though we would like to make it known that we have what we call this very loving blue flame kind of tracking, you might say. It was indeed some ships from my command. If I could share this with you and everyone that was listening, you yourself, as you know to be witnessed, you yourself are a commander of 15 ships yourself. It was my hope and wish and desire that I could show you the ships you were actually commanding, because you do not have total recall. Only time you've seen these ships, we feel as though, is in your deepest and deepest, you might call, dream state. It's not something that you have in your frontal lobe awareness. Again, you were part of this witnessing. It wasn't purely and totally for this, my friend. And moving forward and talking about anything in our time together, we would say to everyone that's listening, yes, we very much ask for your loving embraces. One full disclosure, or first disclosure, as many in your world are calling it, comes to light. I do feel as though it's been accurately purported as we come to know it, as we have many light beings already on Earth assisting with this facilitation of, you might say, East meets West. And the facilitation seems to us, the disclosure, it's the word that the Earth is using, many of you on Earth plane are using. It's not a word that I myself feel as though we use. Of course, things have been disclosed since before the dawn of mankind. But the disclosure, what you're speaking of, I believe would be a documented landing. Disclosure can be other types of disclosure. Some of is you have already witnessed. The disclosure of what? So the word disclosure in our minds and your minds can also be extended to understand, like the word love has many components. So, for example, there will be disclosure of the Antillean colonies that will be witnessed. There will be disclosures of the what some are calling the mermaids. That's already been quite well documented, and it's becoming more and more documented as we continue to provide all the energy, all the beings, all the awarenesses that we can bring to your planet so that the vibration of fear is removed with love. So disclosure is it has several parts, if I'm being helpful to what we're communicating here to her at this time. One of the parts, as I say, is the actual landing of some ships with the, with, you might say, the annihilation of masking. When I say the annihilation of masking, I mean at that time there will be very few that will be able to mask the truth of the matter. That's the annihilation I'm speaking of, the masking of untruth, that it didn't occur. So when these disclosures, plural, start coming, they will be coming pretty fast and furiously. It's my intention as the commander of a fleet that will be providing this disclosure to different quadrants of the planet simultaneously. So disclosure, it will not be, for example, that if you're living in Holland, you don't have any wherewithal or personal or more close-up experience because you hear someone in Arizona, for example, documenting and of the ship's landing. So it will be in the way that I see it presented, the way I've been asked to counsel and contribute in some way. It will be a global disclosure so that multiple landings will be taking place at one time, if I'm being clear with you, and so that all the global quadrants, all the major hemispheres, all the major continents, as I come to see it and know it, will have a landing on or approximately the same day or with a 24-hour period thereof, if I'm being clear.
Well, Asha, that will be this day. When this happens, it will be the most glorious and happy and intensely joyful day for me and for many others. I mean, I'm praying for this day to happen, and it can better happen yesterday than tomorrow. And we are, as light workers, waiting for this and hoping for this to happen as soon as possible.
You have the special decoded blue also. Do you know where it might be? Are you interested in this at all, or are you simply okay knowing that you have it?
Maybe you can explain a bit, because blue is my favorite color. It has always been, since I was a child. But does it have to do with the energy of a guide that's with me?
Yes, it has very much to do with blue as the pure vibration of Palladian energy. So we could speak about Palladian energy being this, that, and the other. But the signification is that all those that are of Palladian nature, all of those that I come and see and know, and perhaps there'll be someone mightier than myself, and I don't consider myself mighty, but to make a point, I would say, as far as my understanding, all the light workers, all the star seeds have a blue imprint. Okay, a blue imprint. Who put it there? I say the God, Infinite Mind God. I certainly didn't put it there. But the blue shade itself, for those of you that have seen it and witnessed this, can be anywhere from very pale blue to all the hues of blue through the medium range. There are a few starseed, Palladian, that might have a darker kind of almost what your world calls a navy blue imprinting. It actually serves the purpose to, you know, if you've ever seen toddlers, you might say, I know you have with, let's say, a dog on a leash, and we mean this lovingly just to get the idea. There, it is important to our commanders that are higher than myself to kind of see how everyone is doing and support each and every one of you in your service. We do feel as though that this disclosure date is going to be provided to you before this year is come and gone. After that, we ourselves do not consider it a moment of disclosure, although those in your planet who are living in fear might still, some places will be in denial of those, of the landings that are occurring. So many expect this. We just know this will be, it's already been foretold, that, of course, there will be some pockets of resistance. They're not as large as they once were. But in other words, the landings are going to keep coming and keep coming. So you might, for example, hear the word full disclosure about 3.5 years from now as well.
Yeah, because the landings are going to increase and increase and increase.
That's exactly right.
Yes, and then, dear Ashtar, when there will be more landings, the acceptance from the population, the humans of the Earth, will be slowly dripping in, and people will be more accepting of the existence of the star people.
Yes, there is no other way.
Mm-hmm. And this has to go in a gradual way, because if the Galactic Federation will do it very abrupt, that won't work.
Yes, I would say if I tell you that I'm simply at a control panel and I don't have the magnificent mind that has orchestrated all of this divine awakening, I do would like to plant that in your minds and hearts, because it is indeed very much the reality that the great central sun, the magnificent creator, God, force, Allah, mother, whatever your earthlings call the source energy, has orchestrated it to be such that it is a slow, going to be a slow continual is the key word here now, ramping up or amping up of the velocity and the ascension speed on Mother Earth. As you say, there are other reasons that the landings themselves will be done in a gradual, consistent fashion, partly because it's Mother Earth's wishes as well. She has her own frequency that needs to sort of like temper us, if you will. So there are many threads of truth about what you say and many sources that are guiding the landings themselves to be in a consistent, gradual manner. You know, before too long, my friend, as it appears to us, as it's written in the walls, 2015 will be a time when almost, we would say, two-thirds to three-quarters of your world have witnessed or know quite well firsthand of a landing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to take a couple of years, and then our lives will increase because we're going to use the transportation that you are using slowly, and we can adjust our vehicles to your zero-point technology. And I think it's also our own task to clear up the pollution, but you will provide us with the technology to do so, right?
We already have, is your answer. We already have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the papers are located and when the papers are disclosed, so there's another element of disclosure about the papers. Do you know about the papers?
You mean the documents from the government that will be released?
Yes.
Yeah, I know about it.
All right, so then those papers, that's another aspect of disclosure. We talked about the landing as disclosure. Now, in talking about the revelation of the papers, we just call them the papers. So when you're asking, will this be? Yes, it's already been done, my friend. It's just been hidden.
Yes, I know. And will the mainstream media pick up the ideas, or will people like myself and other people that are working for BBS Radio, will they be transferred to major media stations and tell the story live?
Yes, we very much are working along the principle that it will be taught, the information will be of global nature, that many loving, courageous star seeds, light workers will come together and share the good news.
Yes, and then will the BBS radio station, for example, where many light workers are working, like myself, Patricia Corey, James Gilliland are working here, will the audio stream that's now transferred via internet on BBS radio, will that also be broadcasted through the ether frequencies?
It already is.
Mm.
So it will continue.
Yeah. I mean that we can reach old people, people that are driving the car, when they listen, when they turn on the radio, they won't hear the national news that they used to, but they will hear BBS radio or Fighting Voices radio, or, you know, the alternative media will be mainstream.
Yes, I'm not trying to speak in riddles to you, but some of what you're asking has been in place for thousands of years. But what I think you're really asking in the moment is, are you and many others like you, is it going to be a moment where there's almost, you might say, global silence and global honoring and a global announcement? And the answer is yes.
Mm, that's wonderful. Yeah, because right now, BBS Radio is the largest non-mainstream radio channel on the internet, but we need to get on the airwaves.
It'll be done in a split second.
Wow, that's great. Okay, and I'm going to ask Donald, if you don't mind, Ashtar, to play a piece of music that's going to lift you up. And when I hear this music when I was 13, I was already thinking about Ashtar and the Galactic Command. So here it's coming. The Intergalactic Cruise Mix by Ed Starring. Beautiful.
All right, y'all. Here we go again. 3, 2, 1, drop.
Welcome back to ET First Contact Radio. Okay, we have Kelly Hampton on the show, and we are speaking with Ashtar right now. So, Ashtar, if you want to continue to speak with me and the listeners, go right ahead.
This has been a long time in coming. We would say that direct contact of this type is so easily done. It's almost... It brings a smile to our faces to know that it's simply, the greatest gift that can be said, and is that love is a universal language, no matter what source it comes from. And so, in our time together, I would say to those of you that are listening, Fear not, love is the vibration. Love and peace and calm are the vibrations that we carry. Many of you, I think, are comforted by the type of sound frequency you just heard. Many of you, I think, are comforted by the sound and the of crystal music, crystal toning. Mm-hmm. Many on earth, we know, are comforted by certain rhythms of numbers. I'm quite familiar with complicated coding and decoding, and more and more light workers are having these downloaded informations given to them to help support their missions here. If you're listening to my words at this moment, you can consider yourselves light workers with missions, and the missions may vary. Perhaps you would like to know your mission as I see it, although as I say, I'm not the Godhead. I don't see everything, but I am in some ways a Federation head. It's important, I think, also to dispel fear, because I still see witnessing on your planet that there are many who say that I am to be feared, that I myself am evil, or that I myself have ulterior motives and have come from Planet X or another dark planet, and this is simply not true. Is it true that there are some dark lords that still exist? Yes. Is it true that the dark lords still reign over some dark forces? Yes. Remember, dear ones that are listening, we're speaking of at least 32 different galaxies. At least that's what I can see with my vision. And so in the magnitude of 32 galaxies, 32 universes, some darkness does still exist. It's very minute, particularly compared to what it was, but nevertheless, the ascension energies and the discovery and the disclosure time that lies ahead, there's still work to be done. This is largely an unseen spiritual battle. As my friend Archangel Michael and many of the higher councils and all the entire angelic realm have assisted with in making awareness be heard and listened, that this disclosure moment is also knowing that darkness is fading, but darkness can exist. So in dispelling one element of mistruth that I see, some of the dark lords imposturing, they can still choose to use some impostering tactics to impart levels of confusion and so on. The word, it's the vibration of ascension, does indeed mean pure love, being equal, overthrowing the dark lords and restoring your Mother Earth's vibration and all those on it to the pure beings that they were intended to be. As my friend, once again, I report to him, as my friend the angel has said, most of you that are listening to this, if not all of you, your original soul home is Palladian. For those of you, a few of you that I can see and witness in this moment, your home is a more distant sun system called the Herculean Sun System. Those are the two largest sun systems responsible for the star seeds on the planet Earth at this time. There are some others. Seed pods of a different type or have been planted, like you might think of fertilizers in your garden that haven't planted yet. So let's see, I'm almost losing track of where I was, except the purpose in all of our time spent together is knowing that so much more goodness is coming and in store for not only the generation that hears this wisdom, these words, let's say, but all future generations. Things like interstellar travel be very easily accomplished by your children's children. Many of your children's children have already traveled to the stars in their minds and their hearts and their knowing, and many of the adults that are listening have also done that. If you have this knowing, and many have a knowing, if I can make this statement, I feel mm-hmm. as though it will help the heartbeat of all in connecting the heartbeat to Mother Earth. Many souls, we feel, still have a knowingness that they don't know where they are or where they're from, or they felt that they were different in some measure through the majority of their lives. These are to the starseed, Palladian starseeds, to which I would like to speak and provide additional blessing and counsel. And that is, the frequencies that you possess are of a higher nature. Eventually, all in the planet Earth will become pure love, high vibrational beings. As I see it, there was no other way that the God Force Infinite Mind could have integrated the Earth in such a way that you didn't feel so separate. It was your vibration, their high vibration, that made you, some of you, most of you, feel separate from. This is thinning. This separateness is thinning. And I myself am happy to witness that the aloneness component to being a Palladian or Herculean is diminishing. This is God's plan, the infinite mind creator's plan once again. I myself, if you can imagine me in a sort of like a terminal with a glass case around me, a domed crystalline case around me, I myself have witnessed to about 3,500, it looks to me like, individuals that are all, whose frequencies are all beaming up to me, and they form into one loving band or one loving heart. What is the relevancy of this? Well, as I see energy and as I see the hearts and minds that are coming together, I myself am overjoyed to know that our mission is succeeding. Our mission is being supported by more and more. Our mission is to bring your planet up to her true heart vibration. And so in doing so, everyone on planet Earth will be loving individuals as they were intended to be, not warring individuals, not fighting individuals. There will be no factions, fractions, or otherwise indiscretions that takes anyone from the heart vibration. It humbles me, if I can say this energy, it humbles me to know and to know that these things are coming together. What things? That the opening of the mother's womb is happening, and that the dark lords we mentioned are running in fear.
That's a beautiful blessing, Ashtar. Thank you. That warms my heart. Those words warm my heart, and I think of many listeners. And I want to ask you, there is no limit to life. There's no limit to the universe. There's no limit to the love of God or the Creator, the Infinite Creator. There's no limit in growing and ascending. There's no limit in incarnating. There's no limit in in reaching or going back to Source. It can take billions of years. And all those lifetimes you have spent on Earth, on other planets, we are here now to witness an event of great galactic proportion. So what I want to ask is, the people on Earth are waking up. You are, as a galactic federation, assisting us, but we are also assisting you in helping to bring those changes in. And is there any advice you can give us how we can do it better, or how we can accelerate the changes? What can we do?
I would say to each and every one of you that every time you have a thought formed and the thought is wrapped around forgiveness, love, joy, you're assisting the mission. Every time you might see or know to be, have a knowingness about someone that is still masked or cloaked as a reptilian or another dark force or dark lord, and you meet that being with light energy, light being love energy, then you've assisted in the mission. It's not, in that sense, everyone has a mission. Every light worker, of course, has a mission. If you don't know it and have not been told it in a more identifiable manner, for example, her mission is to spread new healing systems for the planet. Another commander's mission might be learning new ways to use fossil fuels to supply your planet with the things that the mother needs, but not disturb the mother. There are many different ways that commanders were given their missions, if you will. Even if you're not a commander, we say to you, have a significant and an undeniable role in the assimilation of the ascension energies by spreading the love vibration.
That's beautiful. So everybody has his own task in this.
Yes, everyone has their own task. Some have a greater number of tasks to complete or asked to complete. It's a loving asking. It's a loving assignment. It's very much this element is very similar to many on Earth, you might say, where you might be asked to do something or volunteer for a mission or volunteer for any duty on Earth. That aspect can be very similar to here when the assignments were made. We also honor and we also have order in the sense that if someone wants to feels too isolated and is not doing enough in their minds, not ours, in their minds, in assisting the ascension vibration, then all one has to do is ask. Ask. Mm-hmm. Simply ask.
Yes. And
you know, that if I can say something, Martin,
about
a year ago, you know, Star Healing Intergalactic Energy has been around since 2010 when Michael gave it to me. And it is Palladian energy. That's the source energy. But I remember Ashtar came through one time when I was not in my happiest place because it seemed like it was taking so long to get more practitioners to grow the system. And I was kind of whining about it, in fact. And Ashtar came through and he said, all you have to do is ask for more troops.
Yeah.
So
how can people find your website and your information about your trainings, Kelly?
Well, simply enough, they can go to my name. It's www.kelly-hampton.com. As I say, part of my mission, and Ashtar kind of reconstituted it here, though. And I don't really know. I know Star Healing 2 is going to come forth. Michael and Ashtar both and other councils of 9 or 12 have asked me to bring along some new colors for healing that aren't yet on the planet. And there are, as you probably well know, other new healing systems that are coming to the planet. It has to be that way. Because the planet and all those on Earth are changing. So some DNA has to be still decoded. Some DNA was fourth dimensional, wasn't pure love. Michael goes on, Archangel Michael talks about a snake that infiltrated the human DNA and left a mark in it, kept us from being pure beings of light. And so one of the things we do in Star Healing is we remove that mark. That technique's actually he talks about a snake having made that mark. So more is always coming. There's for what he was talking about there is if you're not sure what your mission is, you know, ask.
Yeah.
Ask for clarity.
Do people have to be physically with you in the room to do that training, or can it also be done online?
That's a good question. Most of the practitioners that I certify actually do it remotely. I have a remote online certification. We do it through Skype usually, just like we're talking here now.
Right.
There's a very, you know, individuals do need to be a healer. That was set forth by Archangel Michael, and his reasoning behind this is he says you can't run a marathon if you haven't run a race, and this is very high, what we'd call high-level fifth-dimensional energy. It's molecular energy, and if I can talk about the power of this for just a moment, I would really like that opportunity.
For sure.
When we go to use different tools in the system, but when we go to use the tinctures and the source energy moves them, the source energy being Palladian, many sea light beings, many sea ships out the window, many see all the angels and all the holy masters and all kinds of helpers assisting in the work, either people that come to it or the practitioners themselves or what have you. But because it's, when Michael says it's infinite in its power, when the tinctures are used, they can work on rebuilding every system in the body. And those systems, for example, are the Palladians can rebuild cartilage in our human body for any and all bone conditions. They can work on the neurotransmitters in our brain in a molecular fashion. So if people have long-term, short-term memory issues, cognitive function, have lagging levels or misadjusted levels of serotonin and melatonin. They can adjust them. They can purify blood, add oxygen to blood. They can regulate the temperature in our body for any organs that may not have the right temperature. If they're diseased, their temperature won't be exactly right. They can work on skin cells, lymphatic cells, every cell. In fact, some, because it's not a silent form of healing and we can talk, many times people witness what they see and feel, and it's quite incredibly amazing, not only what they see or feel, but the physical conditions on earth that people come that don't have those conditions, either they're totally removed or they have the easing of the symptoms through the Palladian system, the source energy. So they can do all, it's magnified healing. They can do all these great and wonderful things at one time in a physical body. For some people, and when we use certain methods of the healing, we don't touch anybody. It's a very safe, powerful, creative form of healing. Some of the work through the tinctures. The tinctures are being guided again by the light beings. Largely the light beings, some ascended masters and angels are also present. But oftentimes the tinctures work like a scan going up the body with a red energy that comes off of them. Some have described it to me like carnelian, but I think it's of another dimension. And I could ask Ashtar, it's another dimensional frequency even higher than that. So lots of great, wonderful things, you know, happen as a result. When Michael talks about everyone having benefits decades from now after having a star healing experience, he means that. Because when the cells in your body are refreshed, okay, many people have benefits in days and weeks, as I think, you know, we've spoken of before. Blood pressure can go down. Depression can be lifted. Was looking over at some new testimonies today. Breast cancer taken away and these types of things. It's even, Martin, Michael says, he showed me how to elongate someone's capsule to make their life longer.
Wow.
It's really That's something.
Amazing. Yeah. So, Kelly-Hampton.com.
Yes, uh-huh.
That's your website. Yes, I just want to ask listeners, go to bbsradio.com and on the top right corner there is a section called Support a BBS Host, and you can go to ET First Contact Radio with Maarten Horst and help me out there, and because I have some financial problems at the moment. Being that said, Kelly, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the program. It's always a pleasure to have you. And I must say the time is going more and more fast. It's accelerating.
It is. It definitely is. And thank you for doing the work. If it wasn't for shows like this and putting your messages out, you know, we'd be in a little backward state of being. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kelly. And I love you. And I always have a pleasure interviewing you. It's always a great chemistry between us. It's always a great energy. So we'll have a show later this year again.
Thank you so much. Same to you, my friend. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you and many blessings to the listener who have been listening. And I'll be back next week. Thank you very much.